Well, good morning again, Daniel Valdez. Again, it is a pleasure and honor to talk to you again. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. By popular demand, meaning like three people messaged me. We're going to keep doing this expired cherry on stuff because there's more interesting stories. There's more little tidbits and facts and fun little contests that happened in the past that that I think y'all should talk about. Of course, I'm recording this on July 31st, which means it is my pleasure and honor to wish you all a very early Happy Texas Marching Band Day, August 1st. We know we can start learning drill. We all have been in band camp for at least a week. Of course, Color Guard Drumline have been doing their thing. So good luck to everybody this season. Have fun, be safe, work hard, and I cannot wait to see you all on the field. And just good luck to everybody and do your thing out there. Long season ahead of us, I know, your work is so appreciated and so admired. So just get after it and enjoy your season wherever you may be in the Lone Star State. We are going to put an expired gross cherry on the UIL State Marching Band Championships in 2004. Yes, it was 20 years ago, but there was a lot of stuff that happened that year, particularly at the State Marching Championships. Lots to go over, so let's go ahead and get used to it. Let's go ahead and paint a quick picture of what it was like 20 years ago. There are certain landmark moments in the history of the state in terms of, you know, the marching arts and marching band. This is one of those landmark moments. 2004, we saw a lot of changes, procedural changes in how we get our state qualifiers. How do you get to state? The venue changed. Travel considerations changed. All sorts of stuff was brand new for programs, which just meant that more programs had to, you know, again, check and adjust, adapt to the changing landscape and figure out how you're going to complete the season. So here's what happened in 2004. By the way, I was in college at that point. I was a sophomore in college, and I was just learning how to appreciate this activity outside of being a performer. So that's where I was in my life here in San Antonio. Just, you know, I was still going to shows and stuff, but definitely not as many and definitely not as intensely as I was following the activity like I do now. But that's where I was 20 years ago. So let's talk about this. 2004. 2004 was the first time the UIL 5A State Marching Contest. There's no 6A yet. It's 5A programs. That's the highest you went. It's the first time 5A State Marching Contest was held indoors for the 5A programs. 2003 was a 2A, 4A state year, and that was the first time like the UIL held state marching championships indoors. And of course, the reason for that was what happened in 2002 when I was performing outside in Waco. Why? Because Waco, in the rain, in the cold, and I'm not exaggerating this, and I love to say it, I'm literally one of the reasons why the contest is held indoors now. You're welcome. My pride and my hurt ego that day want to just say you're welcome to everybody who gets to perform inside now. So first time UIL 5A State Marching Championships are indoors. It is also the first time that the last BOA Texas Regional and the UIL State Championships were held in the same facility. Super Regional Championships for Bands of America became a thing in 2003. And again, with UIL, that was a 2A, 4A state year. Now we cycled off. 2004 was a 5A state contest. So think about this. You've got the long weekend, the long grind there, which all the members know about nowadays. But back then, programs had to figure out how to handle that weekend. What do? We perform at Super Regional. Hopefully we get two performances. Then what do? Do we go back home for 2 days and then come back to San Antonio and do the state marching contest if we were able to advance then? Or, which is common now, do we do the Super Regional, hopefully get our two performances, stay in San Antonio, get hotel rooms, find a rehearsal space, and our director's basically like, yo, we're going to rehearse like a drum corps for the next 48 to 72 hours. That's basically how you're going to get treated. That's how everything's going to work out. And we're going to make the final push and we're going to see what we're going to see what we can get our hands on for the state marching contest. So programs had to deal with that for the first time. It was never, and then of course the outlier is you skip the super regional, and then, you know, if you're able to go to the state marching contest, you go there. So programs had to deal with travel stuff. What do you do? How far can I push my students? Are they going to be comfortable with staying away from home for several days and just be focusing on marching band? Of course, every program is different, but that's something directors and programs had to decide for themselves for the first time. So you got your indoor championships for the first time, Conference 5A. You've got the long weekend, the long grind of what you're going to do from the Super Regional Championships and the UIL State Marching Band Championships. And on top of that, the path to get to the state championships was very different. This was the first year that area contest went to a prelims finals format. Every area contest before 2004 was one performance. That was it. If you drew an 8 o'clock time, if you drew a 7:30 time, you just dealt with it. You just tried to handle your business as best as you could. You did what you either ate bananas or you drank coffee or you did whatever was possible, whatever you needed to do in order to get up for that performance and handle the show like a business transaction. It is our job. We are going to go out there no matter what the circumstances are and try to knock it out of the park and at least give ourselves a chance to get to the state marching contest. I totally understand why programs and why specifically members and parents and everybody don't like those early performance times. I get it. I totally understand that. At the same time, there is a job to do. There is that attitude doesn't help you in the long run. That is definitely something you just got to grill it up and eat it and get out there. And guess what? The dome's ours for 15 minutes from the time we walk out to the time we leave. The dome is ours for 15 minutes. That belongs to my program. So we're going to do with it what we want to do with it. And then the cards fall where they may later on when we announce finalists. So before then, again, one performance, that was it. A lot of people thought that there should be another performance. There should be a prelims finals format for area just because of the way the system is with the area contest with five judges and that whole stuff. So UIL finally votes on it. 2004, they implemented area prelims, area finals format. What we quickly realized was that at area contest, and this was evident right away, and later on in the state marching contest, which we'll get to shortly, we quickly realized that nothing's guaranteed from prelims to finals. Programs get better as finals go on, and yes, even some programs maybe drop off a level in performance going from prelims to finals, and there's a million factors that go into that. At the same time, you wanted to give programs another chance. You wanted to give those programs that earned the right to be called the best of the best of the area, give them one more shot to prove their worth, to prove that they belong at the UIL State Marching Contest. We realized that nothing was guaranteed. Whether you got first or second in prelims didn't necessarily translate to the finals results. We definitely saw a lot of that on there. So those three things, the new facility indoors at the Alamo Dome, in my Alamo Dome, you had the long weekend. What do you do with travel? How's your program handle it? And then the way we got to the state marching contest was an extra performance. So factor all that stuff in. 2004 was a landmark year. Just to top off on the area contest, prelims, finals, area contest format. Area D included the Waco schools, because Waco, the Austin schools, and the North Houston schools. So yes, at one point, Cedar Park and the Woodlands were in the same area. Area E, San Antonio schools and the West Houston schools. That's all your Katy schools, your Cypress schools. Everybody, the San Antonio and the West Houston programs got together and they hashed it out. With everybody going on the I-35 corridor and everybody on the I-45 corridor, I don't know where you all meet. I guess we met in Schulenburg and then marching contest in the parking lot of a German bakery. I don't really remember where those contests were, but that's how area contest used to be. It was more spread out than it is now. By the way, back then, no Area H and no Area I. Those schools There were not enough schools in order to expand to those two areas yet. Of course, we all know there's plenty of schools to go around. So, state marching contest. We get there. We get to the Alamo Dome. 31 competitors at the UIL state marching contest in 2004. A record 10 finalists would be chosen out of there. I don't remember if the rules were a little bit different or they just decided to up it. I don't exactly remember, but I do know this was the year with the most finalists at the UIL state marching contest. The previous year in 2002, I think they only named 7 finalists. And back then it was either 7 or 6, depending on how many programs showed up. This year, that year, 2004, 10 finalists this year. So everybody felt like they had a chance. Everybody felt like, okay, we got it. Like, all I got to do is just knock this show out of the park, and I'm giving my program a chance to get to Tuesday night. Back then, state marching contest was held on a Tuesday. Because there were so few competitors, only 31, they were able to do prelims in the morning. Everybody cleared out of the stadium. Finals in the evening. It wasn't this two-day affair like we do now. So, most finalists ever, that's how you did it. Prelims results. Now, here's something interesting about this. Once upon a time, UIL used to post the prelims results about 30 minutes after prelims concluded. So, between prelims and finals, you were able to go on the UIL website and look up the results, and it had all the rankings there and everything. Obviously, we don't do that anymore because, number one, it gets leaked all the time. Number two, you don't want anything. You want to take out. You don't want anybody to say there's outside sort of outside influence or anything like that. So they just keep everything under lock and key until finals event is concluded, and then you release the results. But back then, you used to find out prelims results 30 minutes after the stadium was cleared, which made for some very interesting conversations out in the lines waiting to get back into the Alamo Dome. So let's talk prelims results. This is how it happened. Out of 31 competitors, this was your top 10 after prelims. Number 10 was Haltom out of Haltom City, Texas. Here's the thing about them. Anytime I hear marching members complain about having to go on early or go on first at a contest, I talk about this program. I talk about Haltom in 2004. They went on first in prelims. I think it was 7:30 in the morning on a Tuesday, 7:30 in the morning. They went out there and they completely knocked their show out of the park. I talked to you all earlier about giving yourself a chance to compete, giving yourself a chance to be noticed and to be needed at the state marching contest and the finals. They did exactly that. It was a very clean show, just fun music. You can go look it up. It was such a blast to witness it. Even now, I love going back and watching it and just really admiring how clean it was and how musically entertaining it was. Performed first in prelims, 10th place after prelims. They got to the state marching finals. Langham Creek, 9th place. James Bowie was in 8th place. 7th was Clements, a fantastic program out of the Houston area. Great, 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 great stuff from them. Always not only on the field, but on stage as well. Always just a fantastic musical program over there. 6th was the Woodlands High School. They would later go on to national finals. They actually were one of two programs to go to the Grand National Championships, and they ended up getting to finals there with their number show, and of course it's just classic Woodland stuff from them. 5th place was Ronald Reagan High School. This was the first time that Reagan made state finals. In 2000, they did not get to state. In 2002, they made it to the state marching contest, but did not make finals. 2004 was the first year that the Ronald Reagan Band made it to state marching contest finals. Let's say 2 and 3, because if you look at the results, Duncanville and Cedar Park. No, I'm sorry. LD Bell and Cedar Park tied for 3rd place. That's right. LD Bell and Cedar Park actually tied for 3rd after prelims. So we go to judges' preference. Turns out that LD Bell won the tiebreaker after prelims. So LD Bell is named 3rd place. Cedar Park was named 4th place. 2nd place was Duncanville High School. Classic program. Always great on stage. Always great on the field. Duncanville in 2nd place after prelims. And you're looking through these names, you're like, are we missing somebody? in first place after prelims at the UIL 2004 State Marching Contest, the Winston Churchill Charger Band was in first place after prelims results. Yes, that happened. That was a thing. Finding out about that as a former alumnus of the program, I felt so thrilled for them because I just graduated 2 years earlier. I knew half of the people in the program already. So to see them succeed like that in a way that the program's never succeeded before made my heart very, very happy. So I was thrilled over the moon for them about how well they performed then. So let's talk about this before we get to finals, because we're going to get to that in a second. But I want to talk about something. I want to talk about the Stephen F. Austin Bulldog Band and Angels Dance Team. You're like, why are we talking about them? Well, why would you not talk about them? They're great. Here's the thing. Stephen F. Austin made the state marching contest. They performed on that Tuesday. They came in 22nd place in prelims, so they did not make finals. But they did attend later in the week the Bands of America Grand National Championships. So that's 96 hours later, they made finals at Grand Nationals. Went from 22nd place in the state to Grand National Finals. Want to know what they placed at Grand National Finals? Fourth. Want to know who won Outstanding Music Performance in Finals at the Grand National Championships? Stephen F. Austin. So we went from 22nd place at the UIL State Marching Contest to fourth in the nation with a caption award at finals just 96 hours later. Now, this became the eternal debate, which will go on long after I'm gone. And I don't mean just like, hey, I'm not covering the activity more. I mean like I'm in the ground in another world type of stuff. This sparked the debate. Which system is correct? Which one is right? Because you have one program in the same week get one result from one system and then a completely different result from another system in the same week, 96 hours later. Did they magically get better in those 4 or 5 days? Yeah, I would say there's some improvement there. At the same time, you have to account for what the systems are looking for. Now, granted, Stephen F. Austin went up there to Nationals and completely smoked their show. I mean, you go watch that finals performance, and you're like, geez. And then their drum, by the way, their drummers, you want to go listen to a pretty awesome book that they wrote for their drum line and their percussion and their battery and whatever terms you want to use. Go listen to that, because that was something to marvel. You felt that sort of energy, that sort of performance from that percussion section that year. I'll never forget it. I will absolutely never forget it. That sparked the debate. Which one's right? Who do I listen to? Well, you're supposed to listen to both. But which one is correct? And you got some people say that this system's correct. Some people say that system's correct. And no, we're not a BOA band. We're a UIL band. No, we're not a UIL band. We're a BOA band. And that's when it all started. All the arguments we have today about systems and rankings and judges' systems and is this right, is this right, is this right, it all stems from that moment. So thanks, SFA. They didn't do it on purpose. It is not. They just went out there and went to Indianapolis and just completely crushed everybody. And by the way, their show, guess what it was? Ballet for Martha. That's it. That's all they did. About the most off the page, about as pure as you're going to get. No fluff, no extra fat, just pure music education. That's why they've been respected for so many years. That's why everybody in the marching activity respected them. No color guard, no problem. Angels Dance Team, the most elegant presence you'd ever see on the field. I mean, my goodness, that dance team was incredible. Absolutely incredible. strong points all over the program, not a weak section in the entire program. And I can rave on and on and on about them, but just letting you know that that happened. Two different systems, two completely different results. The debate continues to rage on. I don't have a preference for either. I love both of them because they both treat me well and they both kind of let me have popcorn when I want. So no problem there. Oh, gosh. That's when it all began, folks. It always starts from somewhere. Finals awards come around. We leave the stadium. We find out the results. Everybody's freaking out. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this is happening. We're going down to the final 10. Finals awards. Here's how finals awards went down. No full retreat. Drum majors only. They gave participation awards in performance order. And by the way, finals performance order was a totally random draw. There was none of this top half goes last, bottom half goes first, kind of mixed in order. No, this was a pure random draw. You can kind of do that when you only had 7 programs competing for state finals, when you only had 10 programs. Now you kind of have to split it up. Anything above 10, you really should kind of split it up a little bit instead of doing a random draw. So, random draw for state finals, no full retreat, just drum majors. And back then, if I remember correctly, they gave participation of state finals trophies to everybody. They did it in performance order, but they did not announce the result. They did not announce the full results in the Alamo Dome. We had to find that out after the contest. we would try to find out, you know, through phones or something like that. We tried to do whatever we could to try to find out who was. I think somebody sent me a text message of what the results were. So they didn't announce in 10th place, in 9th place, in 8th place. They just announced the medalists. They just announced the medalists. They announced bronze medal, they announced silver, and then the state champion. So here were the finals results. Remember, well, who was your top three? Prelims, top three was Churchill, Duncanville, and then LD Bell because they won a tiebreaker. 10th place in finals of 2004 state marching contest, Clements High School out of Sugar Land. 10th place. 9th place was James Bowie out of Austin. 8th place was Ronald Reagan out of San Antonio. 7th place was Haltom, program that went on first, ended up finishing 7th when the dust settled and everything was done. 6th place was the Woodlands, and of course they would go on to the Grand National Championships and make finals there. 5th place was the Winston Churchill Charger Band out of San Antonio. That's right. They went from first to fifth. That was a common thing that happened. There was an area contest. I forgot which area it was. Program got first. One program got first at area prelims and then area finals. They were out. They did not qualify for the state marching contest. That's something that started becoming more and more frequent. And that was definitely something that needed to be looked at. It's a little bit better now. Still, the system still needs work. I get it. And I bet you if you're one of those programs that has been on the short end of the stick with that sort of system, you probably feel the same way, probably a little bit more passionate about I am. But we understand that sort of thing happens with the system and whatnot. So Churchill was in 5th place. 4th place was Langham Creek. And guess what? We had another tie, except this was a tie for 2nd. Cedar Park and Duncanville tied for the silver medal, but because of judges' preference, how we break our tiebreakers, Duncanville ended up with the bronze medal, and Cedar Park ended up with a silver medal with that Planet Show. My goodness, I remember Cedar Park back then. It was just, again, pure, like, kind of like SFA, pure music education, pure sound, just planets, the Planet Show, off the page, wall of sound. Amazing show. They had a full program. By the way, I think this was the year that the BOA Arlington was a thing at UTA Stadium. They went over there and they had a full show. Like, you can go watch it. Like, that was like at the beginning of October. They had a full program and it sounded amazing. So Duncanville ended up 3rd. Cedar Park was the silver medalist. And then your state champion for the 2nd time in history, from Hearst, Texas, the LD Bell Band. That's right. After all that mess, after all that stuff that happened in prelims, you go down to finals and LD Bell just basically almost swept the entire contest. Congratulations to them. A wild finals. Definitely results we kind of expected, but we weren't sure they were going to shake out the way they were. My goodness, talk about an amazing contest. that was pretty cool to watch all that stuff happen in the stands. Like I said, LD Bell with the second title, with their second championship, very well deserved. With their show Blue, which makes total sense. Again, clean, fast, amazing stuff from them. Just head and shoulders above everybody else there. Fantastic stuff. I mean, there were some very, very memorable shows through that entire season. That, you know, the longer season, the extra performance for Area, having to do the Super Regional, all this stuff, for having to take on all that stuff, all those extra contests and extra travel. For the first time, those programs handled it so well, because I remember those finals performances being straight up awesome. they were really great. So it was a fun time in the Alamodome. Wow, what a contest. That's all I got for that. We'll talk about fun stuff. Again, landmark moments, landmark stuff where we're looking at, you know, how the processes change. Is it time to change? Is it the right time to start changing things around? Things have been the same way for however many years. Is it the right time to, can the programs handle it? Is this something we really want to do? And the answer was yes. And the marching members really came through for us that year, because it was definitely a difficult season to get through with extra performances and travel. So congratulations to everybody who competed then. What a fantastic memory. What a fantastic contest. What a fantastic year in the state of Texas for Texas Marching Band. I am done here. It's time to leave. It's time to go home. I hope you all have a fantastic season. I will check back with you all very soon. Stay safe. Please stay safe. Take care of yourselves. Work very, very hard. Give everything you can, and then we'll see how things out. And I will see you all at the stadiums, on the field. By the way, Texas Bands Live Blog is back. It's back, partnered with Box 5 again. So you can check us out on the Box 5, BOALive.tv. Make sure to get your streaming subscription signed up and do all that stuff. Make sure to check out the Texas Bands Live blog. We're going to be all over the country doing stuff, and I'll try to do what I can to make some actual in-person appearances so we can say hi and chat for a little bit. I'm done here. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.